What is going on, everybody? This is Roster of the Burbank Misfits. And of course, I am joined with my excellent co-host, CW.
Hey, everybody.
And today, we actually have someone we love because she is so awesome, just full of joy and energy. She was on like two episodes we did during our very first season. And like, she has grown so much in her career since then. And right now she just got announced that she was a nominee for Best Oral Sex Scene in Desperate Pleasures for AVN called Cock Sucking College Cuties. So she just got nominated for that like a day or two ago. So for AVN, like, I'm happy for her. I really hope that she wins because like, I'm looking at the other talent and I'm like, I do know a few of them, but you know, we got to cheer for Sarah Lace because like, you know, she's Sarah freaking Lace.
You know? Root for the underdog, you know?
Yeah. So Sarah, I'm sorry. Her name is Sarah Lace. So Sarah, for people who like, you know, didn't listen to our first two episodes, tell them who you are really quick.
Our new listeners.
Hello, everybody. So my name is Sarah Lace. I'm 23 and I've been doing porn for about 2 years now. I just signed with 101 Modeling. So I'm really getting back out here and I'm trying to move out to LA. So really going to get this going.
When did you sign 101?
I just signed with them a couple days ago.
Congrats. Okay.
Thank you.
So between that time I actually saw you here in LA and today, see you now, like you signed with agency. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
The new agency.
That's what's up. I hope that they, you know, book you on a lot of stuff because you deserve it. You know, I really want you to, you know, blossom and get all the work out there because, you know.
Thank you. Well, I'm already going to be on their shoplifter series. So that'll be dope.
I always find that series weird sometimes, just a little bit.
Feeling stuff.
No, because like, I don't know if you ever seen the shoplifter series. It's just like, oh, you took this and then like, they say, well, you got to get naked. I got to make sure it's not in any of your crevices. So they explore all the crevices. And sometimes they say, oh, you got something in your butt crack. Okay, now you're in trouble. Now, do I got to call the police? Or are you going to suck this dick?
I'm like, well, is there any other thing I can do? No, well, I guess I'll just take it.
So I'm like, no, really? It's a good series. I'm just seeing like whenever I see it pop up and I've seen it a few times with a few of my friends, and it's just like that is the most weirdest introduction to a scene. I get it, because it happens for real, but it's just like
it don't happen exactly like that though.
I mean yeah, because
porn exaggerates life experiences sometimes.
Oh, I'll take that back. And what way does porn not exaggerate life experiences?
Oh,
true.
In no way. Does it
like especially in the olden days? It was kind of like, oh, you ordered a pizza. Here's your pizza, yeah, lady. Do you want some extra meatballs with this pizza? Why, yes. Then you hear that old music.
You want a piece of this ass?
And then they all of a sudden just having sex out of nowhere.
Exactly. Anything that you can do now normally, like, will get sexualized. Like, any normal daily task.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm stuck.
Exactly.
What? It was a scene. I'm not gonna say it, but it was a scene that I watched that someone got their hand stuck to a table because they were messing with some super glue. And then all of a sudden he just says, like, hey, I will help you get loose if you help me. And then he proceeds
to
he proceeds to eat her out and sex her from behind. And it's kind of like, oh, you're loose now. Let's do this again in the bedroom. And they go in the bedroom, and they're supposed to be stepbrother and stepsister. And it's kind of like,
wow, you just slipped that in at the end. Stepbrother, stepsister. That's really what the video is about.
You're that's like, oh, normally what it's about, is some type of step sibling, step parents, whatever. Like,
I mean, it's what's
the that's a majority of what I do. I tend to be the stepdaughter, you know.
Well, you're young, and you look younger than what you are. So it puts you into that, you know, that fetish category.
Yes, that teeny fetish category. Yep.
Yeah. So, and a lot of people like that.
Yes. Popular.
See, I feel like I look my age, but I also get it. Well, everyone always tells me I look a lot younger than what I am.
You do look a lot younger. And like, I know when I first met you, the only reason I knew your age, I knew like you were above 21, mm-hmm. was because of you were drinking when I met you, when I first met you.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, okay, they wouldn't allow her, like, cause we were in a club, so like they wouldn't allow her to drink like that if she was under. Hopefully they wouldn't allow you to drink if you were underage where we were at. And you were hanging out.
No, with, clubs don't ever let underage people in and drink.
Nah, like it,
girls, no, they never do that.
I mean, like I was in a 21 plus club when I was 20. So
well, shits, we'll fuck.
But I was
I have too, but I was with another pretty girl, so and she was over 21, so they let us in.
I just lied my way in. I was like, what was that club in the Indianapolis that was really popular back in?
I don't know. I never went.
Yeah, so it was a club in Indianapolis.
I've never even been to Indianapolis. Don't. So I can begin to tell you.
Missing anything. Have you been to Indiana?
Nope.
Good.
Not there either.
I mean, the only thing that's popping in the Midwest is Chicago and Illinois.
I've been to Chicago for one of the Exoticas, but that was about it. That's the only place that I've been in the Midwest.
See, that's the only thing that's there. I mean, I know a few performers.
There's good food. There's a lot of good food.
A few performers are from Ohio, but, you know, that's it. Like Isaiah Maxwell from Ohio, but you know, that's just Ohio.
Well, no you're from Indiana, Rockstar.
Well, I mean, I'm not aren't a performer. You, though.
Special from Indiana?
I'm talking about performers. I'm not slinging the dick.
Oh, true.
On camera.
EW, you really make me want to roll a blunt, but that's like, I don't even have the rolling tray on me right now, so I can't do this. So I'm just going to smoke out of this pipe and call it a day.
You have
and I've got some edibles too, so
it's going to
be dangerously high in a few minutes.
You're teasing our guests, CW.
Ooh, okay.
I have no idea how long I've had these. I work so much, I can't even enjoy them.
Anyway. So when are you moving out here?
I'm trying to move out here in January.
Oh, I just,
soon.
Huh? I said soon.
Well, I've been trying to move out in general, you know? It's just COVID has kind of made things so difficult. And with the new lockdown coming soon, that's just, you know, making things even more difficult. But I'm just hoping to be here around like AVN time, maybe like the 15th of January. Well, and just make it permanent.
It's only going to be virtual when they do AVN. Okay. But, and as again, I really hope that you win so I can say, hey, check her out. And you have your little trophy, like, yeah.
Amazing.
But, you know, but yeah, like I know, like I don't know if God knows this, but California is one of the states that have really bad Rona, And we've just been issued a lockdown starting tomorrow, which is the 21st for us. And we won't be able to be outside past 10 o'clock.
I don't think it's going to change much.
I don't think it's going to change much either. But like, either way, I think either on the, what, on the 22nd? No, 23rd. I'm actually flying out to Florida.
So either way, I'm still working. When this episode is being posted, she's currently going to be in the air. Maybe.
Yep.
Depending on when she leaves. But yeah, she's going to be in the
air. First thing in the morning, 6 a.m.
So yeah, you would be... You either might be just landing when this airs.
Yep. I'll be in a different time zone already. Like, that's...
Hey, at least you're traveling. At least you have the opportunity to travel.
I love being able to travel. So hopefully all this is like leading up to me being able to move to LA, because I want to do more, not just porn, but also like photo shoots. I want to do music videos. I want to just... I want to help produce, and I just really want to get myself out there some more. Cause
scenes or just produce in general?
Just in general. Expand
your brand.
Yeah, I need to expand my brand, and I don't know. Being in North Carolina is really not doing it for me.
I mean, like,
but at least that, you know, rent is a hell of a lot cheaper here.
Cheaper here than in North Carolina?
No, I'm saying in North Carolina. A lot cheaper, so it was just really nice not having to worry too much about rent. But now it's like, all right, let's get back at it. We can't just stay at home forever. We gotta work.
I mean, because I know I've only been inside of North Carolina once,
and that man was, rent is expensive.
It's boring.
All the major places.
Nothing to do.
Like you go to Indiana. Yeah. If it's boring, the rent is cheap.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, I was in Charlotte when I went. So I don't know.
That's 4 hours away from where my house is.
Yeah. So I've only been there. And I was just there last year visiting my sister. So I know how much she pays compared to how much I pay. And if I could get what she has out there, how much I pay now for rent, I would love it. But I love where I live at now, so it's, you know, it's catch 22.
Yeah.
Are those edible gummy bears?
Yes.
Wow.
These are edible Sour Patch gummies.
Ooh, for 80. edibles, I can't. Oof. I remember I got stuck watching Keanu
at the theater.
It was bad. Keanu Peele had a half a Corova cookie. It was, oh, what? Oh, man. Is this just a, now is this a drug party?
Yeah, basically.
I mean, sorry. We don't do that here.
Yeah, we don't do drugs. We do not promote the use of illegal. Well, I mean, it's legal in almost in all the 50 states, except for like, what, 17?
Yeah.
15?
Look, it's legal in California where we all are.
So. Yeah.
So.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. Yep.
I mean,
it is legal in our current location.
The hardest stuff is decriminalized about like, how far is Oregon from here?
Oregon.
Look, I failed geography in freaking middle school, so don't ask me.
Oregon's above us, so
that's the one thing I could not do.
I don't know how many hours it is. It's probably like 12 hours.
Pretty long, so it's quite a few hours
from here. Yeah, so you can go up there and, you know, not do jail time for doing crack. So, you know, so that's where Bobby's moving.
Yeah, but I'm not trying to do crack anytime soon.
Crack is whack.
Ketamine?
Crack is whack.
Ketamine?
Yes.
We made too much money.
It is not even my radar.
No, they do criminalize crack, heroin, meth. Like almost all drugs are decriminalized, CW.
I do want to try some shrooms, and I want to do a whole like painting series while I'm just on shrooms. I think that'd be dope.
Oh, wow.
I am a little weirded out by psychedelics. I had a weed dealer, and he was like, yeah, I'm really into psytrance, and I do a lot of shrooms. And he's like, I'm really at peace with who I am. Like, I don't really have any kind of, most things I've dealt with them. So, like, I take an eighth of shrooms, and you experience what you call ego death, and you see yourself for, like, who and what you really are. And, you know, if you're cool with yourself completely, you're fine. But if you got some things that you don't exactly have dealt with, you might not want to do that. And I was like, well, I guess I don't want to do shrooms. So I never did
shrooms. So you don't want to deal with your personal problems?
No, it was like, I am just like, nah, I mean.
You're like, I'm just going to
avoid that. I don't want to be like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to look at the wall and peer into a black hole and it's like, it's just you alone. It's always just you alone.
Oh my God.
See, and that is the reason I cannot
be. So
I live by myself, right, already, and I'm single. And it's kind of like, and there's nobody here around me. So I might end up butt naked in my backyard trying to get on my, what's this swing thing called, CW?
The hammock.
I might be in a butt naked in my backyard on my hammock, just swinging back and forth, just looking in the sky, trying to count to 10 repetitively. So
it actually sounds like a fun time. So
yeah, that's not that actually that bad. I'm probably gonna do that at your place.
Yeah, exactly. We can just be shroom buddies. Look. We can face our problems together.
CW, you can lay on my hammock after the end of this month because there's a fence up right now because of raccoons.
They put a fence up because of raccoons?
I put an electric fence. So around
the hammock?
So Sarah, so like way my backyard is set up, on the very far left side, I have, it's like completely fenced. So the far left side as a hammock is where the hammock is at. But then like it goes around the actual green grass. So it's only around my green grass. It's not around like the right side of my yard, which I have like a garden area and stuff like that. So it's not there. It's just against my actual physical yard.
Okay.
So the grass is fake, was planted fake grass so it could stick. The raccoons kept jumping in my yard, so we put an electric fence up.
Turf?
Huh?
AstroTurf, the grass.
Yeah.
Wow, how very Brady of you. Continue, sorry.
So the grass will stick, and like once it's in the ground, we don't gotta worry about it. So after the end of this month, hopefully, because they've stopped coming, I'm guessing since they got tired of getting electrocuted. So like, but I'm having a gathering for Thanksgiving, so I'm gonna unplug it during that time because I know one of my patrons will have the dog, and might want to run back there. So I'm gonna unplug it for that. But we keep it plugged up.
I'll say keep it on. Surprise somebody.
No, we don't want to do that because the patron I'm talking about will kill me.
Well, yeah. I don't want the. You know, if there was no dog there, I'd say keep it on.
But no, it's so
don't wander in my fucking backyard.
No. I mean, I want to live in the backyard rather than being inside.
Yeah, it's gonna be great.
Well, the turkey might try to run away. You gotta keep it on.
Yeah.
Well, we don't gotta see the thing with this. When it comes to animals, and this is the reason I'm not a vegan or a vegetarian or any of the vegans, like this ain't the reason I couldn't go fishing. If I see the animal die, I can't eat the animal.
All right.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah, I've done fishing before.
Like I know how to catch fish both with the fishing pole and with the net.
Okay.
And I know how to make the food and everything. And hey, look, if I'm on Naked and Afraid, I will know how to catch me some fish and I will eat that bitch.
How do you think you would enjoy being on Naked and Afraid since you brought that up?
I actually had a friend that she was she was pretty much training to be in it. And I was just like, what? You really want to do that? She's just like, yeah, it sounds like it would be really fun. And I was like, bruh, I'm only getting naked for a camera if I'm getting paid, okay? If I'm getting paid good. So I don't know about all that.
Well, they don't control anything, though.
It gets
you're fully
waiting in spirit at night.
They pixelate it, so you're not saying anything.
I don't care. It's not even about that. It's like, I don't even know if I have all the survivalist skills that I need for that. Like, I feel like I have enough survival skills that I would be able to survive if I got freaking stranded out in the middle of nowhere. Like, I could do it, but, like, do I want to put myself in that position, though? Like, that's another story.
See,
it's kind of weird because, like, some of the people that are contestants,
yeah,
what the fuck, they're like, they've had experience. Like, one lady was like, oh yeah, I was lost in the desert for 3 days like previously. And then I guess there was a guy there, like, he handled the whole time. Like, they're like, oh, he's just like, he doesn't say much, he just kind of sits there. Turns out before the show, homeless.
Yeah, that makes
oh
sense.
My gosh, that's awesome. So he was just, he knew how to live out there.
He's like, shit. This not the streets.
This ain't nothing new.
Exactly.
This ain't nothing new. I'm used
to it. At least it's warm. Mm-hmm.
See, I would feel that, you know, something would try to crawl inside of me.
Oh, have you watched Naked and Afraid XL? Where it's like, yes, a team of naked people? Oh, it's hilarious.
I've never seen the show.
There's one episode where, like, pretty much everybody gets sick after they eat this fucking fruit. And they're like, this is the fruit that the cowmen, the bats and stuff eat. And, like, it's a nice, you know, nutritious fruit. And then after they all get sick, they're like, oh, it's also often covered in bat feces and often rotting. And, and like, it causes intestinal distress. And it's like, but you just said this was like this delicious fruit before everybody had to quit the show. Like, except for two people.
Don't people eat guano, though?
Yeah, but it was, the fruit was like rotten. And it was like some fruit. They shouldn't have been eating.
Exactly. That's some basic, obvious instinct. Like, if you're, first of all, you don't pick up the fruit from the floor because at that point, you don't know how long it's been there. So it's already been rotting for a little bit. Second of all, like, anything that it looks like it's rotting, don't try to put that in your mouth. Like,
that's one thing I
feel like we were taught that when we were kids.
That's one thing
I noticed. There was one guy I was like, nah, that shit looks weird.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like, what? Or even when they try to drink, like, still water, and you're just like, oh, come on, at least try to find a stream. At least try to find some flowing water.
This is the worst water in the world.
Evian?
Most nastiest water I ever tasted in my life.
Really?
I will say this. I'm doing an anti one. Evian.
California ice water with, like, tap ice cubes,
the French apples. Like, it was disgusting. You know, it's, I would rather go to the dollar store and get dollar store water than to drink.
Wow, you old sediddy bitch now, huh?
I've always been sediddy.
I need this best water.
Now, Sarah, you don't know this, but, like, CW is pretending like I've never been fueled. And
no,
like,
yeah, you. Oh, but okay.
I'm very
fueled. Out of control now, huh?
I'm frugal, but the thing is, when it comes to stuff I consume, it's not good, I would talk about it.
Why don't you get a Brita?
Huh?
Why don't you just get a Brita?
That's what I have at home. I have a pitcher.
I bought this water before I moved. So, and it's just been in my fridge. But like,
so much waste. But so many bottles.
It was in my fridge.
Okay, whatever.
But so,
Sarah.
Yes.
What's the plan after the move to California?
So when I move to California, I want to start, that way I'll be able to do more content trade. So I'll be able to be pushing more scenes onto my website and be pushing that out there some more. I'm actually fine tuning like all of my content, you know, and all of my websites and social medias and everything. Cause that takes a lot, you know, like I just, sometimes I don't have the energy to get to all of them. So I'll only be like on two social medias and like one website a day. And I'm just like, that's a lot of work.
To me,
some people just like boom, 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 boom. And I'm like, how?
Yeah.
Well, I know for some, depending, people would just, you know, time it so it can go up at a certain time. So they don't have to do it every day as far as posting new stuff.
See, but if you're using Twitter and you try to do that on there, they pretty much, they label you as a bot and it kind of pushes your shadow ban even worse.
Well,
so
shadow ban.
I try to not do that. I try to only post my own tweets like in the moment and a few here and there of like, you know, my website rebuilds and stuff like that.
See, the only thing with rebuilds is sometimes those get annoying for certain performers who have they have like nine different pay sites, and every time someone rebuilds on all of those pay sites, or you get a whole wall full of blah blah, like blah blah has someone rebuild, and it's like, you know, I'm glad you're getting money, but Jesus Christ.
Yeah, see, but the thing is, in the websites, you can go in there and create a limit to how many posts per day it creates.
Yeah, but some folks don't.
And I also go and delete them if I see them on my Twitter page back to back. I'm like, all right, I don't need these here. Delete.
Well, you're responsible as others aren't. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, it makes me want to say, you know, it's just doing too much. You know, I mean, because I know for a fact you have the OnlyFans, you have your personal site, you have probably a mini vids.
Yeah.
What's the other one, CW?
You said OnlyFans, mini vids.
I've got a premium
Snapchat. Fans. AVN Stars. So yeah, there's so many ways that people can, you know, pay, purchase, transfer of funds for content that people worked hard to create, and
yes,
people put their time and energy in for your entertainment to purchase.
Come on, guys! You don't bust nuts to the Avengers.
You pay 20 bucks
to go.
I'm sorry. I just realized something on my right side, and I just realized where it's from. Okay. I'm sorry. It was like I found this little thing a few days ago, and I just realized it went to this laptop. Anyway, but yeah, people are like, the sites aren't that much depending on who's paying it. Like, how much is your OnlyFans per month, Sarah?
It is $10, but the first month for new subscribers is $5.
See, that's $5. That's $5 for
$5.
Let's say if you go out right now on December 1st and buy her
a whole month,
you have 31 nuts for $5.
Look, you can get more than 31 nuts out of it.
You get more than 31.
You know what I mean.
Saying, like, you know
what I mean. A nut per day.
Oh yeah,
Yeah, you know, Nut to Put You to Sleep per day. So, okay. You know, the nut per day. That's 31 nuts, at least.
Anyways, to give y'all the stat, I have 4,800 photos and 907 videos on there.
That's a lot of videos.
Shit.
Yeah.
I know, and this is gonna sound
crazy. That's a lot.
This is gonna sound crazy.
Yes.
I do know, like I've always said that there's a few performers that I like that I would say, like, you know,
it's like one piece.
I'm sure, like you have a scene you did with someone who's not really performing anymore, Lily Evans. That was a good video. That's a video I can say that I've watched. It was really good, and I believe y'all should go out there and check it out. Just because, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm like when I first met Lily, like seen her a long time ago, I'm like, that's nice. She is nice. And I've been a fan since. So, and that's why I seen that video. Yeah, I'm one of the people.
Yeah.
Anyway, what else
anyways,
do you have planned for your your change up out here, you know? Cuz I know like I've been watching your posts recently since you've been out here this week, and I know you're trying to do a lot, you know?
Yeah, I'm trying to get a lot done at once, and I've been working really hard this week. You know, that's how I was able to get myself to be able to fly out to Florida the next week. I'll be there through the holidays. I'm going to get some scenes done. I was trying to get some photo shoots done. And I'm going to get scheduled to be on a music video as well. So
that's what's up.
More on that later, guys. Yeah, thank you. And I guess for Christmas, I'm going to be partnering up with Smokerola, which is a smoking accessory company that I'm affiliated with.
Okay.
And we're going to be doing a giveaway for just a whole bunch of smoking goodies. And we'll be probably live streaming that.
Okay. Fun. So you got the smoke thing going on. You got photo shoots coming up. I mean, you can see it. You could, like, we're not using video right now, y'all, but you can see it in her face that she is so genuinely excited about all this. And like the thing is, like, if you've never met her at a convention or anything, and you don't haven't seen her smile in person, you're missing out, because it's just full of joy and happiness, and it just makes you feel good to see her smile. So whenever we're, you know, not dealing with Rona, or she does a live stream somewhere, go check it out, because you would see what I mean. Just spreading your day a little bit.
I can't wait for a convention. I just want to be able to meet all my fans, especially since I have grown a lot, you know, like.
Yeah, this year has been horrible for a lot of reasons. And I know when you first was on our show, this was during your, like, basically your first year, and whatever. Yeah. Like, there's so much you've done this year that people, like, have seen whatever. And since you're getting more and more notice, they haven't had the chance to, you know, say, okay, I get to meet Sarah Lace at any of these conventions, even if it's an award show that they pay for, or, like, you know, ABN, of course, is going to be canceled, except for the fiscal award show. And it's kind of like, you can't go to that. And that's the big one. So it's kind of like.
I know. So that reminds me, when they're doing the ABN awards, I was literally thinking just to put on some PJs and throw a party at my house or where my apartment, wherever I'm going to be at in LA, and just live stream that and just have smoke some weed, you know, have some drinks, and just we all vibing out that evening.
Oh, so you go,
like, what else are we going to do?
There's nothing to do out here.
Exactly. Like, you can't do anything right now. And like, you know, the best thing is to just stay at home and just stay safe, but you still have to find ways of entertainment for that too, you know?
Yeah, like, you know, the friend, I'm having a Friendsgiving this next week, and it's going to be the second gathering of more than five people that I will be at since March or February. And like, I've been so cautious about anybody I'm around, you know? Yeah. And it's kind of like,
even though, out there.
Well, you go out and you don't, you care, but you don't care as much. I don't. I'm cautious with every human being I see on the streets. I even have a thermometer that's sent to me that I can dang near want to put on everybody who comes near me.
Nice. I mean, that is a good precaution.
That's good.
They did say that was the number one, what do you call it?
There's more way to take temperatures and stuff like that. And the thing is, it's like, you know, I don't want to make anybody feel, you know, weirded out about it. But it's kind of like, you know, people are just like dying, you know? So
exactly. So we have to take this seriously.
So you have all that coming up when you move out here. Do you have anybody that you have, like, you want to, you know, you want to shoot with as soon as you get back? Even if it's just content?
I do want to shoot another scene with Cecilia Lyon. And I would like to shoot with Liv Revamped.
I love Liv. She is so sweet. So, and I met her. Oh, God. I've never met Cecilia Lyon.
Ooh, she is beautiful and she is so, so sweet. I did a photo shoot with her. We were some naughty schoolgirls, and then we did a little video and we had so much fun, and I really want to do that again. And this time we'll do more of a professional production out of it. And, you know, this time I'll probably even write a script for it, because I really want to get my website popping.
Okay. I mean, that's always a goal. And since you said you were trying to put everything in order so your fans know what's coming up and they have more scenes to, you know, pay for and look at you on, like, since, like, a lot of the production companies aren't, you know, shooting as much as they used to, so.
So I gotta shoot it myself.
You got so many. I think you'll be fine. I think you'll do fine when you move out of here. I think you'll do great.
So can I use your gym for one of my scenes at some point?
I'm
really not working out. That's all I could say.
So many have asked. I'll have to think about it.
You know what, like, I know one of the first times I heard someone ask to use his gym to shoot.
It was very, like, it was right
just,
there.
It was just, like, right, because at the time that he asked, the person asked, I'm not going to say his name, like, we had just finished doing a podcast, and he was like, hey, can we shoot really quick? We can do it, like, really quick. You can leave if you want to. Come back in. I'm like, wow.
Content. You can have a copy of the content. Do what you want with it. Like,
exactly. That's how we all are. We're like, yeah. If you want the content, you know, we'll make this work. And I just film it real quick. You know, 20-30 minutes. Be out of here. Maybe five, depending.
I'm like, in my mind, it's like, you know, CW. You might as well. I mean, like, as long as they don't show your logo. It's like, as long as you don't see the CW, that's the his gym logo, and like they're just in the gym.
I was just like, ah, I gotta train somebody in like an hour.
So it's kind of like you can have someone doing pull ups and someone sucking that dick while they doing pull ups.
See, I would do like a
to,
whole like
you need to mop right here, bro. I'd be like, what? You said what? Sorry.
I think it would be great to do an entire yoga series. Just use your gym as the background. But also, yeah, you may have to mop afterwards.
I mean, like when y'all do that, like a lot of folks just use beach towels anyway when they're doing the poses in some places. So,
sorry.
Unless you squirt, but that's a different story.
I do squirt. I am a real squirter, so.
No, I mean, like.
That is squirt, always a possibility.
No, I mean, if you squirt during the scene, that's what I mean.
Oh,
in the gym, yeah.
I may do it. There's no promises.
Do you remember that show, Family Business, years ago, about Seymour Butts?
No.
Rockstar?
No.
Okay. It was about this guy in the 90s, Seymour Butts, who. Well, he was Seymour Butts. He did a lot of anal videos in the 90s, I guess. And how he got into it is he owned a gym and he started renting out his gym to like porn companies, and then he got into porn.
Oh my goodness. Well, that's awesome. Hey, you could totally do that with your gym, you know?
Think about it. You mess around.
Maybe have certain like posters or whatever that you can put right in front of your logos and just cover that and be like,
look. Think about this, CW. You do this.
That ain't my gym.
CW, exactly.
CW, you do this, you rent it out.
I really and
you
think can, I would
you,
do that?
And you get a second gym. You get a second gym.
That's my gym.
Exactly. That's my gym. Exactly. Use that money to get another gym.
Yeah, it'd be two gyms right here with CC Fitness on it, and like
they'd be like, wait, new clients are coming. I seen this gym somewhere before.
That would just be weird. Like, really?
There's something really familiar about this.
I want to go to CC Fitness gym because you know Sarah Lace came right here. She came right here. Can I do sit-ups right here?
Well, yeah, shit, if the money's good, yes, you can. Yes. There's essence of porn star all over here if you want to pay to work out here.
Exactly. Like, that could be a whole marketing scheme. Actually, no, that should not be a marketing scene.
No, that'd be kind of creepy. You don't want
to be
exactly. That'd be creepy.
I always make
it shitty. Becomes a retired site, you could do that.
Well, I mean, like, I forgot what I was gonna say. Like, if we did it all at night, you know, then you have like those lights, right? You use the lights and then you set
floodlights.
Yeah.
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 And then people can be in there all night. You had different like locations, so locations that people like in the gym people can use. So I'm being a bad influence right now.
Yes. Yeah.
Look.
Well, I mean, somebody saw my hammock and said they wanted to do a scene on my hammock, even though it's in the.
Can pool. I do a scene on your hammock?
You can do a scene on my hammock.
Yes. All right, next time I'm in town, I will definitely hit you.
Yeah, the defense that's guarding against the raccoons will be down.
It's okay. Look, if there is a raccoon that gets electrocuted in the background, I will definitely post that on, what's it called? What's that website called? It's like crazy shit or something like that.
Well, no, it'd be like the fence is kind of blocking the hammock right now because the hammock is up to the side. And the fence is just around my grass. So right now you can't even sit on the hammock. That's what I mean. Like and he's taking it down in
bullshit
end of this month. So but you know. Yeah, you're more than free. Cause I'm gonna hear it anyway because this window right here like has like it's usually open. I can hear everything in the yard when it's stepped in the backyard. ideally on Tuesdays, because that's when my gardener comes.
I can definitely do that. Comes.
Yeah.
Your gardener will definitely come.
You're probably my gardener, CW.
Huh?
Are you trying to call me Sadiddy because I have a gardener?
No. No.
That comes every Tuesday.
It ain't tricking if you got it.
True.
Well, then he will really come that Tuesday.
Oh. He'll be like, I'm here from the. Hello. I'm here early. It's. Can I get to work? There's someone in the hammock.
Okay. I will definitely put in some work. I'll just be there. Look, I have a cute red pair of rain boots. I'll be putting those on, my little gardening hat, and I'll be holding the shovels, just butt-ass naked, be there trying to do his job for him, messing it all up, and I'll be like, oops, can I help you?
I'll be honest, like, I got a second room for certain people so they can, like, just stay here. And I don't have a bed in there yet. And I'm like, I'm going to get a bed just for that. So they don't bother me. But, you know, I gotta wait until I get money for that, because I spent way too much money in the past month and a half. More money than I wanted to spend, because it's way over 10K in the past 50 days. So I'm broke. Anyway.
That's understandable.
Yeah.
Unless, money doesn't come from trees.
A little bit of a flex, but yeah.
Yeah, it is a little flex.
Is that a flex?
Yeah, that was a little bit of a flex.
That's me going broke.
I just spent like 10K in like 50 days. You know, I'm broke right now, but
I had
10K to spend in 50 days.
That's called saving up. That's called being responsible, CW.
Oh.
Damn.
I feel attacked. Damn. Wait, don't I own a business? Fuck you.
I kind of co-own one. I own 32% of it.
Well, that's great.
And I know you own 100% of yours, but still, that's regardless of the point. I've been paying folks for years for doing nothing.
Well, okay, rock star shit.
Don't come at me and say like, well, don't I want to
wow, flex. Well, you were flexing on me already.
I said I spent 10K and I'm broke. I said I'm broke and you want to come at me. See, this is what I deal with, Sarah. I deal with that on a regular basis.
Well, we're all friends here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just gonna sit here and drink my drink.
Is that water or is that alcohol?
I actually forgot what it is.
Oh wow.
But it's like a seltzer water, but like it's like a lemonade.
Okay.
But it's like a tea, but it's like a passion fruit thing, or like I don't know.
So I don't drink alcohol. I don't drink alcohol.
But it's something.
I don't drink alcohol, but I have alcohol in the house. It just sits there for other people.
Yeah. Are you inviting me to come drink your alcohol?
You can, but I know that some of it's for next week, but yeah, you can. It's just there. Because I don't know what everybody drinks. I got yelled at by somebody because they came by for a little bit and they said, you don't have no wine? No one, I think I have some, I know I have AJ, some ENJ in there. I have some Erk and Jerk, some E&J. Wow. I have some
margarita. Can I bring it over or something?
I have some margarita mix, and I have some type of vodka. And they said no one drinks that vodka anymore. Absolute. They said no one drinks Absolute anymore. I'm like, okay. I'm like, I haven't
drink the rock, but like, I'll drink Absolute if it's free.
I'm like, I haven't drank alcohol since 2010 now. Come on now, give me some type of break.
Well, I mean, just grab some Tito's, call it a day.
I don't even know what Tito's is. It was not Kamchatka. I don't know.
Oof. Ouch.
You know what Kamchatka is?
Plastic bottle.
Well, you know what Kamchatka is.
You get the idea when it's the plastic bottle.
I get the idea.
It came in like you know, one of those old water jug type bottles. So it was like a water jug type bottle full of vodka, and it was the bottom of the barrel of vodka, but was like, you know,
the cheapest bottle full of regrets.
A bottle full of stores.
Oh gosh, I know exactly what type of bottle you just.
It's probably the reason I need to quit. Oh golly!
It's not Tito's or Ciroc. I just
those cost too much.
I reluctantly drink it. I'm just like, if it's free, I'll take it.
The E&J that I bought was on sale for $15, and it's a nice size bottle.
Either way, I still prefer weed.
Yeah, weed is
universal.
Yeah.
So
I'm just saying, like, you never. I mean. Okay, maybe you get a little paranoid. Don't leave your house once sometimes. But, or you just get high and you forget things. But you never get like, you never like, man, I'm so crazy off this weed.
Some people are. They get hungry. Yeah. They get mad because they're not getting their food fast enough. Or they order some food. They take it to the table. They eat the food, and they don't remember eating the food.
Yeah, you did that.
Yeah, that happens. That totally happens. Or you order food and they deliver it to your door, and then 30 minutes later, you remember that it's been delivered to your door.
Oof!
Oh wow!
And your food's just cold.
Yeah. Or one time there was actually ants in it at that point, and I was just like, well.
Fuck.
Guess it's on order and you meal.
Well, so what else? So what was your reaction when you, like, is this your first nomination for the AVN? Your first nomination, period?
So last year I got nominated for a fan award, which was Hottest Newcomer.
Okay.
But so this was my first time actually being nominated for an AVN award.
What was your reaction when you saw you were nominated?
I was just in shock. I really didn't believe it because I actually only went to scroll and look at a friend's for Johnny Goodluck. I went to go look at his. And I screenshotted that and I sent it to him. And I was like, hey, congratulations on your nomination. And he responded right back. He was like, well, yeah, congratulations on yours too. And I was like, what?
Like, what?
What are you talking about? And he was like, yeah, just keep scrolling down. It's down. I was like, what? Where?
What?
Scrolling down. I was really, really high at this point. It took me like a good 5 minutes to scroll down and just find it. But he even had to send me like the screenshot and I was like, oh shit, that's my name on there. It was just a state of shock. But
and you're in good company too. And it's kind of like, okay. Like, yeah.
Thank you.
I'm just glad you are being recognized for the work that you are putting in, and more people are going to see that.
I'm just glad that I'm being taken seriously. You know, that's really what it is at the end of the day.
Yeah, and people who
people are noticing
that what you have to offer, and hopefully that just adds more people to saying, "Oh, she's being nominated for a dick sucking award." Let me see.
And my oral skills are getting better too.
Yeah, let me watch every scene. Let me watch every scene that she's in, where she's giving it, and it's kind of like, oh, okay, it's this one, and hopefully they're paying for the sights. Okay, Okay. No. And then hopefully that just might add more companies to say, you gotta get Sarah Lays in here, like right away, like right now. Cause how tall are you? Like 5'1", 5'2"?
Yeah, I'm 5'1".
So you have that small frame that a lot of folks like. And then like, since a lot of the dudes are really tall, they like to pair them like that. So you have that, okay, let's get a girl we can lift up and pick up and, you know, carry around. So.
Exactly. And I love doing those types of scenes. Like, I love getting picked up and fucked like that. Like,
I like that reaction.
Anyways, oh, I'm blushing. Hold on. So, anyways.
But is there anything out there that you want everybody to look forward to right now, so all of our listeners can go out there and support and all that stuff like that?
Oh. I don't know.
Oh, God. No, because we're at the end, because I know CW has to run out somewhere, and we've been on for an hour. But please tell the world where they can find you, support you, get your content, get everything that they want from you, like get your merchandise, you know, get a portrait, get anything from you. Where can they go?
They can go ahead and find me on sarahlace.xxx. I will be opening the store itself and not just a subscription site. So they will be able to purchase some portraits. I'll be doing Polaroids. I'll be selling panties and outfits, outfits for the big scenes that I've had. What else? I have some t-shirts that I've got to get rid of, and I don't know. I want to do something for Christmas. I want to send out some Christmas cards.
Okay.
You want card? Send me your address.
Okay. I don't celebrate Christmas, but okay. CW, tell me where I can find you really quick.
Okay, you can find me at CC Fitness LA on Twitter and on Instagram, and CC Fitness on Facebook if you're one of those people. At CCFitnessLA.com.
Yay!
And for me, you can either find me at Rawstar on Instagram or Rawstar on Twitter or Rawstar Communications from our website that has what I do, because I do a lot of stuff because I'm bored and I'm lazy. But I do a lot of stuff out here, you know, camera work and stuff like that. You go to our website, BurbankMisfits.com. It has Chris's gym, Chris's and myself's photography and videography. And, you know, the website link and all the other fun stuff that we do, you know, in this amazing world. Burbank Misfits on Facebook and on Twitter. The Burbank Misfits on Instagram. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I'm like, I'm missing something. Everybody, please tune in next week. And thank you, everybody, to listening to our very special Thanksgiving week episode. And we're so blessed to have the very talented, the very fun, the very great person we had to come on today, Miss Sarah Lays, who
and hopefully even more great things coming.
Yeah, like she has so much to offer, and like once you get an opportunity to like even converse with her, if you have an opportunity to like get a reply back, because she does that to her fans, you will see that in her personality, and you would love that. Message her on her OnlyFans, and you know you will see that like she's just a very genuine person, and you will love that from her. So we're so blessed, we're so thankful that she came on today and blessed us with an hour of her time. So please tune in next week and go from there. Bye-bye.
Bye.